ladies, we give them call sugar candies. And the joy is just there. In the beautiful blue suit here with the acoustic guitar and vocals, Mr. Jim Lauderdale. Let's play this chorus on the bass. On the bagley, Mike Compton. On the go-go, Jerry Douglas. This cautionary tale on the violin, Mr. Stuart Duncan.
Yeah. are an excursion jam. Because only it seems we're talking to myself for so long.
I fall back when they quit.
Yeah, well, got this afternoon.
Sure. filled. Ever since he's gone, she feels like crying. She knows to show Vivian's lying.
So people have been wishing me all kinds of happy birthday wishes all week because, I mean, when you're, no, you don't have to do it, it's okay, it's gone now, it's gone. You have to catch it in the next life now. And I looked in the old almanac, and it's true to say that I share my birthday with Ivan the Terrible. And who hasn't got a little bit of Ivan? I also share it with Sean Connery. But you can sense that, I'm sure. And then there's Billy Ray Cyrus. So that's conclusive proof that astrology is complete bullshit. You thought I was going to say Bill Thornton there. Anyway, somebody gave me a DVD this week of a television program I was on in the 1980s. I was on and I kind of woke up one day and said, maybe this didn't really happen, I'm just dreaming it. And sure enough, there was a DVD of me on stage at the Royal Albert Hall with Johnny Cash and the Carter Family. Because the BBC being the BBC, and this little clip that somebody gave as a birthday present was a documentary in which the BBC attempted to explain Johnny Cash to the English. Because, like, he'd been so out of focus, you know. And a voice came on and said, last week, the American country blues singer, Johnny Cash, played at the Royal Albert Hall, featuring his superstar brother and son-in-law, Nick Lowe. And Nick was there. And the aging punk rocker, Elvis Costello. Now, I recall the show pretty much because John had done a song of mine and I got up and sang it with him, which was like Tiny Tim getting in the ring with Muhammad Ali. either singing or boxing, you know. At the end of the show, they called me and Nick back up to join John and the Carters singing Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Rousing choruses went round and round the Royal Albert Hall, and during one of them, June came up to me and said, you take the next verse. I said, I can't. She said, why not? I said, because you've sung them all. She said, well, make one up. So I did it. And I always thought that maybe I just dreamed that, and there it is on video, it's me singing. It's the only record of this one verse that I completely forgot 5 seconds later. Well, we're not going to sing that for you, are we? But we are going to sing the song that John McCord.
Jesus!
10,000 volts, and I Thank you. to the dreams you shared, I
I was telling you about how Chris Anderson falling in love with this woman, Jenny Lind, and she was renowned among the crown heads of Europe, sang at every court in Europe. She was the most famous singer of her day. And she broke his heart, broke Anderson's heart, when she took an engagement to play in the United States in 1850 and sailed away to take up a contract with the famous showman, P.T. Barnum, who pretty much invented the concert business. Know it. We're journeymen. Who would be standing here right today if it wasn't for Barnum and his elephant? And she arrived in New York City on the docks. 7,000 people turned up to hear her sing without a microphone. It's kind of like a Celine Dion concert. You couldn't get far enough away. Be able to go back. Anyway, this tour proceeded. It was a spectacular success. Cradles were named after her. Locomotives were named after her. Jenny Lind was the biggest sensation of the day. She toured all the northern states of America. I don't know whether she got over the border. You know what it's like crossing over. But once she got out of the northern states and the fancy theaters that they had, any structure that could be turned into the service of a concert hall was turned into the service of a concert hall. She played pig sheds. She played locomotive yards. And if you read the 1850 account of her tour, by the time it gets to Nashville, it starts to read like a Motley Crue adventure. There are broken noses and broken hearts and unpaid bills and jewels. And I know you're going to find this very hard to believe, but among the musicians, there was drunkenness. And sometimes among the audience, too. So if you have any of those urges within you, this song is for you. Just pray.
Thank you.
Thank you. summer. Jeff Taylor's going to kick this one.
Thank you.
so happy I could die. She says right there the left with another guy. That's what you get if you put chasing after me. As soon as you got me, but your kisses fit my sins. And so this could be disgusting. And I try to heal you. Since the wings of God rusted, I heard Florida.
Yeah. This is a song about a man who goes around the country. It could be this country. What are you sitting down for? No church? This is about an older Southern guy that goes around wearing a purple hat. You know who he is. He's got your hand in your back pocket. He's looking for something. I don't know what it is. Actually, I do. He's the one who goes around goosing all the men and flattering all the women. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Hey, we're going to get...
It's I know this I'm
I'm not afraid of the dark.